The Spanish Foreign Office has called in the Venezuelan ambassador to Spain to transmit the government's rejection and unease over the latest batch of slanderous and unacceptable insults by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. President Maduro said Mr. Rajoy was a sicario, a hired killer. El Confidencial reported President Maduro had also said Mr. Rajoy was a Francoist far-right supporter. The Catalan government has presented a series of proposals concerning a new tax model for the region if it were to secede from Spain, based on the Australian and Swedish revenue collection agencies and the idea of an encouraging smart tax in place of repressive control measures. El País reported the Catalan government wanted to make it clear to voters before the regional elections in September that it was ready to begin exercising independence. Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría said Mr. Mas's tax agency proposals were not going anywhere. PP spokesman Pablo Casado said the government would not allow any kind of separatist challenge. The Café Comercial, a historic café in the centre of Madrid, often described as the oldest café in Madrid, announced on Facebook on Monday morning that it was closing its doors immediately. The café said on its website that it opened in 1870 and Spanish media reported the first operating licence had been awarded in 1887. It was frequently the scene of literary debates and a favourite stop for Spanish cultural figures across many generations. The message posted by the café online said that while it was a shame to have to announce the closure, the time had come and that it was grateful to its customers for their patronage. A wildfire in Catalonia has burnt more than 1,200 hectares of land in Odena. La Vanguardia reported the fire had now been stabilised following the evacuation of 400 people from their homes. Investigators believe a farm accident with a haymaking machine caused the fire, and the owner, a 59-year-old Spanish man, has made a statement to police after initially claiming he had no relation to the blaze. The operation of the haymaking machine, which generated sparks that hit stones on the ground, was not prohibited given the wildfire alert level in force at the time the fire started. Wildfire fighters from Spain's 10 forest fire reinforcement brigades protested outside the Agriculture Ministry in Madrid on Monday morning after beginning an indefinite strike over pay, benefits and conditions. The firefighters said there had been no significant steps forward in talks with public company Tragsa, which depends on the Agriculture Ministry, despite reports of the parties moving closer together following partial stoppages last week. They say they accept too much risk in terrible conditions for too little reward. The strike affects 500 firefighters around Spain in the middle of a summer with very high temperatures and several wildfires reported each week.